Another edition of the Shooting USA podcast special from the 2013 SHOT Show, this time live from the Smith & Wesson booth with the ladies Michalik. I've got Kay and Lena. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Great to see you guys. Now, there's a big smile on Lena's face this morning because she's walking around with a big check. The winner in the shoot-off last night in the ladies' division collected $5,000. Tell me about the experience.
It was a great experience. This was my first year shooting three guns, so to make it even into the shoot-off was amazing. I came in fourth place and went first place. So, I mean, that's fantastic.
So entered their bracket, seated fourth,
yes,
and shot your way all the way to the final. At any point in the bracket, did the two of you face each other?
In the final, I know.
How about that? Mom hung in there. Mom hung in there to the end. So we faced each other in the final, which was pretty interesting.
Well, Kay, I remember we were down, and you'll remember, we were down to Shreveport a few weeks ago working with Jerry on some product stuff, and we're working on a story kind of giving the background and a profile, if you will, of Lena and how she's gotten to be where she is now at the ripe age of 17. And we had talked at that time, I don't know if you remember, about what it would be like if the two of you saw each other in this bracket, in this race for $5,000. And lo and behold, it happened.
It did. It happened. Yeah. It was great. Lena was against probably the number one lady, Katie Harris, in the first bout, which I think that was the one that made her nervous, obviously.
Yeah, and it's single elimination. So,
right.
I mean, one time and you're out.
So once she got past Katie, I think she looked at Mom and said, oh, well. It's only Mom after that.
Been shooting against Mom for a long time.
Exactly.
I'm comfortable.
It was
there.
A relief to just shoot off like Mom, just like we didn't practice. It's like, oh, hey, it's just Mom. It's just like when we're at home, we're just practicing now.
That's fantastic. Now, this is not your first shoot-off win. You had one over in Europe at the Shotgun World
Match. Yes, the Hungary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how satisfying is this one compared to that, or is that one bigger for you? Which is bigger?
I don't know. Both of them. I like both of them.
Right?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think one really outdoes the other. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were different.
This one has $5,000 right. attached to it.
Hey, this one came with a giant check.
I know. I do like the giant check. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I do like it.
Okay. Well, that was going to be my next question is, what are your plans for this windfall, this payday?
Oh, it's all going in savings.
Excellent. Excellent. I like that plan. I like where that's going. What's on the horizon this season? What are you ladies looking forward to this season, this shooting season?
Lots of matches. We'll be on the road a lot. I think we, 22 or something?
Yeah, we have 22 matches scheduled.
And probably a few more thrown in there. And Lena's now helping with the Babes of Willis camps as an instructor. So we have a very busy schedule all the way across the board.
Excellent. Let's talk about Babes with Bullets a little bit, because I think that's becoming more and more successful and more mm-hmm. prevalent. We're having a great deal of interest in it.
Yes. When y'all came down in April, of course, that really gave us a boost. We've got a lot of new ladies interested, and I think we're up to 11 camps this year. Last year we did 8, so it's going great.
Outstanding. Good news. Tell me about your equipment. What division in multi-gun do you compete, and what are you using?
I shoot TAC Ops, mm-hmm. so that means I'm allowed one optic sight on either of my three guns. Of course, I go with a scope on my rifle, mm-hmm. so and then I shoot an M&P. Mm-hmm. Then I have the MP 15 rifle, of course, and then the Mossberg JM 930.
Excellent. So shooting Dad's signature shotgun, hard to go wrong there.
Yeah.
Your M&P, talk about that one, the pistol.
Oh, it's a good gun. I've shot it since I started. I have the high-vis sights on it. I have a trigger job on it. It's run really well. Mm-hmm. I don't think I can think of a jam that I've had with it. It's been very reliable.
5-inch?
Yes, the Pro Series.
Okay.
Yep, 9.
Excellent. And I know your dad can do an excellent M&P trigger job.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, of course, Jerry shoots the M&P also in three-gun. Mm-hmm. Even in open division, he has a sight on his, a scope on his. Actually, we all shoot it in the three-gun. Plus, of course, we have him at the camp. The Smith & Wesson is gracious enough to supply all the firearms for our camps. So,
right. Fantastic great. Stuff. At this point, yeah, well, okay, here's something that the viewers are from, or the listeners for that matter, are familiar with. I did an interview with Jerry, and we were talking about equipment, and we were talking about the fact that you choose a magazine-fed shotgun for the open division.
Mm-hmm.
And I've asked him a number of times, Jerry, at what point do you think you might look at something like that? And he very politely reminded me of his affiliation with Mossberg. But, Kay, talk about your MagFed shotgun. Talk about your decision there. And what kind of an advantage does it give you?
Well, I right now in the open division, Saiga, that has been customized by Jack Travers out of and 15-round magazine. I mean, that's a huge advantage. Now, all that said and done, guess what? This year I'm shooting for Mossberg also, so I will be going back to the TAC Ops division.
Okay, so here I am once again asking dated question.
No. So fantastic. Should be interesting. So I'll be in TAC Ops with Lena, and we'll see how that runs.
So it's going to be a lot of man-on-man against her every match.
Excellent stuff. Good times. Well, ladies, thank you for the time.
You're very welcome. Have a good show.